glaring at Joe Lewis out of his partially injured left eye. And Lewis has his vision clearing quite a bit now, but there's a big swelling under the eyes. Charles tags him with a left hand on the chin and one to the forehead. Lewis himself throwing his left hand. Where is Joe's right? He hasn't thrown it many times tonight. He keeps that left hand out there and sends Charles away. Charles comes in with a left hand to the midsection, crosses the right to the jaw up near that left eye of Joe's once again. Both men working on the eyes. They're trying to cut each other down, and they exchange left hands into the midsection. Here's Joe tagged, and tagged hard with a left hand and a right to the jaw. As Charles sends him back to the ropes, and Lewis dropped his hands down to his sides as he really felt the effects of those two right hands. Charles misses a wild right as Joe is standing flat-footed in the center of the ring now, and now Lewis snaps Charles' head back with a left hand high on the forehead, but again, Charles is in there with two left hands to Joe, and Charles keeps his right hand cocked and almost through at that time as he goes in with a left uppercut. Lewis, with his guard very high, tags Charles with a light left as Charles was coming in, and it's Charles backing away as Ezard pushes him across the ring. Joe blinking now, showing claret from the nose. Ezard scoring with two left hooks into the chin of Joe Lewis, and Charles scores with a right cross to the eye. And here is Joe tying up Ezard as Ezard is coming in, and there's not a blow struck in that exchange as they back away from it. Now Charles moves back. Joe follows him. Charles scores with a short right hand into the eye of Joe Lewis. Lewis with a very short right hand into Ezard Charles' head as Charles had his head down like a fullback coming in. Lewis follows him around. Charles straightens him up with a left high on the nose. Charles bounces away, scores with a right as Joe comes in. And Joe, unable to land the blow, is tagged with a hard left hand on the forehead. He misses the left hand to the midsection, and Charles moves in on him again. Charles with a short left hand in the infighting, snapping Charles' head back. Joe still dangerous and still game, moving in without quite the lightness of foot of old, but with that dynamite on his fist, Charles bounces two left hands off Joe Lewis's nose, misses with a left hand, then goes in. Lewis with a light left hand on the forehead. Charles breaking out into the open now, and he scores with a right hand on Joe Lewis's head as Lewis backs him away with less than a minute to go, and Charles is having plenty of trouble seeing from his left eye, and Charles is showing a lot of claret from his nose too. He's bleeding badly from the nose here in round 9 at Yankee Stadium. Now Charles with two left hands into Joe Lewis's nose. Lewis with another left hand to Charles. They exchange left. They're working the left hand almost exclusively. Lewis misses the left to Charles' jaw. Charles backs away, and they exchange left across from us again as Lewis grabs hold of Charles and tries to spin him, and Charles is away from the left hand that Joe threw. Now Charles to the midsection, and he's tagged with the right hand coming in, and Ezra felt that plenty, and he's glad to break away. 20 seconds left in round 9. Lewis scores with the left hand into Charles. Charles blinking now from the effects of Joe Lewis' blows. Tried to land the left hand. He scores with a right hand into Joe Lewis's nose as he came in. Then Lewis skidded his gloves on over the neck of Ezard Charles, who was trying to punch in close. Here's Lewis stalking Charles. Charles trying to look for an opening. Lewis brings up a short left hand, and Lewis backs away. And Charles looks for an opening at the bell to end round 9. Jack Rickhouse.
Well, even though both these fellas are excellent boxers, they both know they've been in a fight by this time, if only because they've been hit so many times in the face. Lewis, in the latter part of that round, started to work that left more effectively than he has any time for the last two or three rounds. It seemed earlier that Joe was trying to cross that right or move in with that right to the body or the head in an effort to put a quick end to the fight. But it hasn't worked that way. Charles has taken some of Joe's best, and Joe has taken some pretty good one-ups himself. It all adds up, then, to a mighty fine fight right now. We wouldn't care to try to hazard a guess on who's ahead in points. But we do have at least one more round coming up here, and perhaps this fight will go the distance, as seems to be the feeling at ringside here now. And before we get into round 10, what'll you have? How about a tall, foaming glass of that smoother, smoother, smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon? Finest beer served anywhere. Round 10, Russ Hodges.
Seconds out now as Ezard Charles has his nose patched up by Ray Arcel, Joe Lewis, with still some vision left in his left eye, his right eye undamaged, and Ezard's right eye is swollen a bit. Lewis with a light left hand pushes Charles away. Charles with a left cross, a left hook rather, into Joe Lewis. Charles trying to get the big boy off balance as he follows him across the ring, and neither man doing much damage so far in round 10. Round 9 was just about the best that Joe Lewis has had tonight, as he was scoring repeatedly with his left. Now, they go to that left-hand warfare once again. Neither man doing much with the right, particularly Lewis. And there is Charles tagged with the left hand on the nose, and he starts bleeding profusely from the nose again. But Charles bounces Lewis back with two left hands into Joe's left eye. Now Charles with a right hand under the heart, trying to bring Joe's guard down. Lewis, with that deadpan expression of his, you never can tell when he's hurt at all. He never changes expression. Comes in on Ezard Charles and tried to land his left hand and Charles had him tied up. Lewis misses with the left as Charles hooks with the right. And here is Lewis bringing up a right uppercut. And he staggered after Charles. And Charles waits for him out in the center of the ring here at Yankee Stadium. And we can see that there's not too much power in the knees of Ezra Charles now, but he's game. And he brought up a right uppercut to Joe as Joe was coming in. And Charles misses the right. And Lewis scores with the left and a right to the head. And it's Charles with a left hand block to the elbow of Joe. Charles has his right hand blocked. And the cameramen and the photographers are posing their cameras looking for a knockdown. As Charles retreats and Joe Lewis sends him back across the ring with a left hand high on the forehead. And a chopping right from Joe. And Charles is staggered a bit. But Charles moves away and scores with a right hand himself as Joe comes in with a short left. And it's Lewis keeping his right hand high and looking for an opening to throw it. As Charles backs away and is tagged with the left hand on the forehead. Lewis with another left to Charles. Now Charles with a left hook to Joe. And it's Charles with a right cross to Joe. And now Lewis with a left hand to Charles' nose. Lewis goes to work on the kidney. There's a minute and 10 seconds left to go in round 10. And Charles tries to go to work on the midsection, but he's feeble and he's tired. Joe with a left hand to the head. And it's Charles with a left hook high on the forehead. Charles with another left hook as he fights back beautifully. Joe Lewis misses a right and a left as they're both tired.
Us. Our Pat Blue Ribbon microphone here at Yankee Stadium. And in on him goes Joe Lewis once again as the Charles calls away and keeps his left hand out high. Charles is short with the right hand intended for the chin. Lewis misses the right cross and then lands a right cross high on the jaw. But Charles nails Joe with a left hand to the jaw and a right cross. And it's a real battle. And Lewis scores with the right hand to the chin. And Charles is tagged again with a right hand to the chin. And there is 30 seconds left to go. Can Charles weather it? Joe Lewis follows him around. Charles backpedals. Lewis looks for an opening for the right hand and cannot find it. And Charles grabs him with the elbows. Joe pushes him away. Joe with his left hand high. And Charles goes in and is tagged with the left hand to the forehead. Charles is short with the right hand. Joe follows him around 15 seconds in round 10. Lewis is short with the right hand. He follows Charles. Charles tags him with a short left hand. Charles comes in on Lewis to try to get inside his long clothes. And it's Lewis with a right left to the midsection. Charles scores with the right hand to the left eye of Joe Lewis as the bell is about to go for round 10. And there it is. All right, Jack.
Well, both Joe Lewis and the crowd sensed the kill in that round, but he couldn't quite get over the hump. Time ran out. Ezra Childs is probably in worse shape in a fight right now than he has been at any fight in his professional career, especially since 1945. It was all the way Joe Lewis's round, and most of the way in the last minute of that round, Joe was one punch away from even greater fistic immortality than he's known in his great career. Joe Lewis trying to make that comeback at the age of 36. Nobody's ever done it in the heavyweight ranks. Two men came close, Corbett against Jeffries and Dempsey against Tunney. Neither made it. Corbett, by the way, tried it at the age of 34. Dempsey tried it at the age of 32. And here's Joe Lewis at the age of 36. Well, the public had a lot of respect for that historical fact up until tonight, but I wonder if they have that respect right now. I think they sense that Joe is going to move in for the kill in round 11. Here's Russ.
As we make the turn for home, going into round 11, Ezra Charles looks comparatively fresh now as Joe Lewis bounces out and Lewis lands the first blow. A left hand to Charles' nose and Charles' right was short with his right hand intended for Joe's midsection. Lewis has had a wonderful job done on that left eye. His vision is pretty good. Charles tries to move around with footwork now and he scores with a right cross into Joe Lewis's chin. And then Lewis snaps his head back as Charles misses the left and Lewis landed a short right hand. Charles goes to work on the midsection, landing that right hand deep into the left kidney of Joe, and they exchange tough right hands right up above us, and it's an amazing amount of resiliency in that Ezra Charles so far here in round 11 as Joe follows him. Joe lands the left, Ezra misses the right, and Ezra brings up his left uppercut, and Joe just stands stock still in the center and follows him around and is tagged high on the forehead with the right, and Joe lands a solid left to Ezra Charles' nose, and the claret is flowing once again at Yankee Stadium. Here is Charles inside, attempting to find an opening for his right hand as Joe shoots in his left and scores on Ezra Charles' right eye. Then Charles in with a 1-2, and Joe backs him away with a short left to the midsection. A chopping left hand by Ezra Charles as they go shoulder to shoulder across the ring. Charles pulls his head back as Joe looks for him, and now it's Joe bringing up a short right hand that didn't have too much steam behind it as Charles backed away. Charles, looking for his man, shoots his right hand in high on the forehead, then lands two short left hands. Lewis with one left hand to the midsection. Joe tries to protect his face. Charles gets inside, but is tagged with a left hand on the forehead. Another left from Joe Lewis as Charles backs away. Charles with a right cross in on the nose of Joe. Joe breaking ground. Charles with one good right eye, having plenty of trouble seeing out of his left, as is Joe, and it's Charles with two left hands into Joe's nose again. Here in round 11, and they've got about a minute and 15 seconds in round 11. Joe blocks the right lead, as thrown by Ezra, tries to back away and wheel his own right, and is short with the left hand as Charles moves back. Charles moves in with his shoulder under Joe Lewis's chin, tries to push up the left arm and shoot his right, but cannot do so. 1 minute left to go in round 11. Joe Lewis, blinking out of the left hand, scores with the left hand now as Charles weaved inside and stayed away from the lethal effects of the right that Joe was ready to throw but never did. They exchange left. And two left hands from Ezard. Charles snaps Joe Lewis' head back as Joe comes in on Ezard. Ezard bouncing away, trying to present a moving target. Gets away from Joe Lewis's straight left. Ezard backpedaling. Lewis misses a right hand and lands a straight left in under the heart. Here is a right hand thrown but charged to the kidney of Joe Lewis as Joe backs away and Ezard lands his right hand on the left eye of Joe again. Ezard right now appears to be just about as fresh as Joe, and he scores with a good right hand on Joe Lewis's left jaw, and again two left hands send Joe back away. Now Joe chases Ezard over the rope with 20 seconds left to go in round 11. Ezard with a left hand deep into the midsection, backs away from Joe Lewis's right. Joe coming in now with his left hand high. No chance to throw the right hand as Charles is trying to stay away. Lewis with the left hand high to the forehead of Ezard. Charles backing him across the ring. Charles with a left hook. Joe with a short left of the body. And here's Ezard. Charles looking for a left hand. He finds it on Joe Lewis's nose. And the bell ends round 11 as the tempo dropped terrifically. All right, Jack.
Well, I bet I know what these boys are like right now. A big, cool, foaming glass of that world-famous Pabst Blue Ribbon. How about you? What'll you have?
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
When golfers total up their score, wave their hands and yell out four. The four they mean and we ain't fibbing. Four cold bottles of Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Smoother, smoother, smoother flavor. Zest and sparkle, million favor. Taste that smoother, smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
Finest beer, sir, anywhere.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
At Yankee Stadium for the heavyweight championship of the world, ready for round 12. This is Russ Hodges along with Jack Brickhouse. There goes the bell. Referee Mark Kahn moves to action as Ezard Charles and Joe Lewis come out. And they are a couple of weird-looking gladiators, and you certainly can see that they've been in no tea party. No blows struck in round 12 as they're trying to fake each other into an opening, and Lewis is light with two left hands as Charles is moving in. Absolutely no damage done there. Here is Ezard now scoring with a left hook and a right hand down to the midsection, and it certainly is anybody's fight. Charles with his left hand to the midsection, crossing his right hand. Joe with the left eye swollen almost shut now, keeping his right hand high. Here's Charles with the right hand into the midsection, and Ezard misses a long right hand and staggered away from Joe, and Joe did not get a blow in there in return. Here is Charles with the left hand into the body, a right cross to the chin, and there is a good right hand by Ezard Charles, and Joe blinked a bit as he moved back to the rope, and then tries to block the right hand thrown into the body. Charles brings the right hand up to the chin and the jaw of Joe Lewis, and he scores with his left hand straight in on the forehead, and that left eye of Joe's is just about gone, and it's tagged by the vicious right hand by Ezard Charles. Joe standing flat-footed, Charles circling around him, trying to get that one lethal shot at the fellow that's trying to come back at the age of 36. Here's Charles holding Joe as Mark Kahn says, come on, break out of it. Charles pushes Joe Lewis away, then shoots a straight left hand into the chin and scores with a right hand on Joe's wounded left optic again. Again to the kidney goes Ezard Charles with his right hand. Lewis straightens him up and pushes him away, and Charles, trying to bring the guard down, goes to work on the midsection, lands his right hand on Joe Lewis's left eye, brings up a left uppercut, and Lewis pushes in a straight left hand into Charles' midsection, and Joe has his head snapped back by a right uppercut from Ezard Charles. Here's Joe trying to guard the chin, pawing feebly with his left hand now. Charles with a straight left into the nose, and he hooks a left hand, and his right cross is partially blocked as Joe is chasing him around, flat-footed but unable to do too much about it at the present time unless he's saving himself for a final spurt with 1 minute left to go in round 12. And it's Charles breaking away, and his left eye is almost gone. And Lewis with his guard up very high misses with his left hand, and Charles scores twice with his left hand on the nose. Joe takes another left hand on the nose without a return to Ezra Charles. Charles pushes him away and scores with a right hand down under the heart. Joe with the left hand high misses a right swing, and Charles misses a left hook as he was coming in on Joe Lewis. These boys really look like they have been to the wars, believe you me. Charles with the left hand high on the forehead scores with his right hand down into the midsection of Joe. And Joe with a light right uppercut, and he is beaten to the punch again by Charles as Charles, the younger man, lands the left hand in on the nose. Charles moving in flat-footed with 30 seconds left to go now. In round 12, Charles scores again with a right down into the midsection. Joe backs away, shoots his left hand in very lightly, has not thrown his right hand at all in round 12. Charles with his left hand up high goes in with a left hand, a right hand rather, under the heart of Joe Lewis, and a straight left from Charles, and a right hand from Charles into the midsection as Joe grabs him and holds on and takes a right uppercut to the chin from Ezra Charles. And Charles with a left hook and another left hook and a right cross, and they are almost standing toe-to-toe at the bell for the end of round 12. Jack Rickow.
Well, the judges in this fight tonight are Frank Forbes and Joe Agnello. The referee is Mark Kahn. Of course, they'll all vote. And naturally, we can't get to their cards and see where they are right now. But I do notice that Nat Fleischer, a real veteran of the history of the ring, on my right here, has Charles ahead on his unofficial chart by a considerable margin on points. Both boys, as Russ told you, are full of lumps. Both left eyes are completely closed. They're both bleeding from the nose. They both have lumps on their faces, and they're going to have plenty of bruises on those bodies by the time this one is over. 12 grueling, brutal, battering rounds have gone by in this fight, and it has yet to be settled here at Yankee Stadium. There's the warning whistle. We have round 13 coming up.
And the question at ringside, is Joe Louis saving something for that final push? And if he is, it's about time that he lets go of it, because this is round 13. And the two men, prepared, refreshed, come out for round 13 and circle each other warily without a blow being struck so far. Neither man has vision out of the left eye, as Jack Brickhouse has told you. Louis backs away from Charles, and Charles scores with his right hand, moves in with his left. Joe keeping his right hand down very low, and he's tagged with two straight left hands and then a left hook, and Joe misses with a wild right swing. Joe's still dangerous, and Charles does not want to get overconfident and get that one punch that'll end it all. So Charles lands his right hand down under Joe Louis's heart, and Joe backs away. That left eye is swollen just as tightly shut as you could possibly imagine, and the entire left side of Louis's face is swollen. Here's Charles now weaving and bobbing as he comes in, working on Joe Louis's right now, and shooting his left hand into the forehead, and scoring with a right cross and the left hook, with Joe trying to parry with a left hand that was short. Now Charles with a short left hook into the chin of Joe Louis. We don't know what Charles' corner instructions are. They might think he's wanted, and he's taking it easy in round 13, at least so far. He shoots a right hand high on Joe's forehead, then hooks with his left, and Joe follows him across the ring, and Charles tags him on the forehead with the straight left hand. Then Joe tries to open as it up, an opportunity for that right hand, as Joe lashes out with his left, brings up his right hand, an uppercut style twice to the chin of Ezra Charles in the infighting, as there's a minute and a half left to go in round 13. Joe, right up above our Pat Blue Ribbon microphone now, pushes Ezra Charles away, and Charles follows him across the ring, trying to get a chance to use his right hand, but he uses his left for the midsection, and Joe misses a long right uppercut that had plenty behind it, but Joe was not there. Edward was not there, and Joe is wild with the left hand as he follows Charles across the ring, with the right hand of Joe Louis now landing on the kidney of Ezra Charles, and Charles, with his face a crimson smear, backing away, and Louis is making another bid, but Charles is fighting back with a right to the midsection. Louis shooting a left hand high on the head, another left hand high on the head, another left from Joe, as Charles breaks ground and backs away. Then it's Charles with the left hand of the eye, and Charles grabs the hands of Joe Louis and tried to hold him, but Joe tagged him with a good swinging left hook. Now here's a right cross from Charles, and with a right hand lead, he got away with it, and Charles comes in very low, and he crosses a right hand to Joe's jaw, and another right hand, and Joe is staggered from a terrific right hand from Ezra Charles on the forehead. Two more left from Charles, as Louis gets his guard up now and tries to protect his face with 30 seconds left. In round 13, Louis brings up a right uppercut, is tagged with a left hook from Ezra Charles, a straight left from Joe. Ez backs away, comes in, grabs Joe, holds him to the elbows. Mark Kahn yells at him to break, and there is Louis with a left hand into the midsection. Charles right up above us now, pounding away at Joe, and he lands a short right uppercut. As Joe bounces away from him, goes out into the center with 15 seconds to go in round 13. Charles straightens him up, looks for an opening, shoots his left hand high on the forehead, another left hand straight into the bridge of the nose. And Louis is tagged with a right hand from Charles as Louis was coming in. Then Joe with a left hand down to the midsection, Charles breaking ground, changing his pace, clubs in with his left hand at the bell for the end of round 13 with two to go. Here's Jack.
Hey there, my friend. You getting thirsty? Well, what'll you have? How about a big foaming glass of internationally famous Pabst Blue Ribbon? Finest beer served anywhere. Let's pause briefly here for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
KRLD and KRLD-FM, Dallas.
Here we are back at Yankee Stadium again. The general feeling at ringside is now that if Joe's going to regain that title, he'll have to do it by a knockout. I see one ex-champion here who did it, Jackie Fields. He regained the title after losing it. Round 14 coming up in just a matter of seconds. Once again, here's Russ Hodges.
Seconds out of the ring as we're about ready for round 14. 6 minutes of action left. If the scrap goes the entire distance, Ezra Charles moving in on Joe Louis once again, bringing up a left hook. Louis showing quite a bit of flair now from the nose, and his nose is swollen. And Charles stands off. Joe blinks at him, and Charles scored with that right hand right in on the injured left eye of Joe Lewis. There's a right hand from Charles, and another right hand down to the midsection by Ezard. And those that stayed away from this one, thinking it wouldn't be a real scrap, brothers, they have missed one. This is one that 100 million should see. There's Ezard Charles with his right hand chopping away at the left jaw of Joe Lewis. As Joe brings up his left hand, and Charles straightens him up with his left hand in on the point of the chin. Charles breaking ground, another left hand into the jaw, another left hand into the nose of Joe. And Joe, holding on to Ez, tries to free his right hand and bring it up as an uppercut. He does so, but it's very light, and Charles breaks ground, scores, going away with a right hand to the nose of Joe. And Charles with the right hand down into the midsection. And Joe's face now is a crimson mask as he follows Ezard Charles across the ring, and Ezard has absolutely no vision left in his left eye. It's swollen shut. They have not been carrying cleavers, but they've been carrying some real dangerous fists in there. 2 minutes left to go in round 14. Charles moves in on Joe. Joe tries to fight his right hand free to punch with it. Charles has got it tied up. Then Charles pushes Joe Lewis away and brings up a right uppercut. Joe goes after him in that flat-footed, shuffling way of his. Charles snaps his head up with a right hand, and Joe Lewis is hurt. Joe hanging on right above our microphone now as Charles tries to fight his right hand free, as Joe has got his left hand tied up, and then Charles gets his left hand free. And Charles comes right on over us and bolts Joe Lewis into the midsection, brings up a right uppercut, and Joe is groggy as he hangs on the ropes, and we're looking right up into his eyes, ladies and gentlemen, and you can see that he's having trouble focusing his eyes with a minute and 15 seconds left to go in round 14. Charles with a left hand into the nose, high on the forehead, scores with a right to the chin, and backing up is Joe, and he's bewildered as Ezard Charles puts all of his weight on him and forces the former king of the heavies back to the ropes, and Joe, discouraged and bewildered, is belted on the head with two straight lefts from Charles, and Charles staggers him with a right to the midsection, and it's a weary champion with rubbery knees but a heart of steel who is trying to fight back against Ezard Charles. Charles moving in on Joe as Joe blinks, and his nose is in a lot of trouble with Charles trying to get Joe to come to him and open up, and Charles throws a left hand. Charles with a left hook in on the chin of Joe Lewis, and it's Lewis with a left cross as Ezard Charles moves in and belts him with the midsection, and they go into a punch with 30 seconds left in round 14. Joe seems to have weathered the storm, but he's weary, and he's tagged high on the forehead with a right hand from Charles again. Charles comes in flat-footed on Joe. Joe backpedaling now from Ezard Charles, and Charles in superb condition backs away from Joe as Joe is winding up to throw his right hand, hoping that he can find his elusive opponent. And Charles continues to break ground without a blow being struck, and Charles goes in and misses a right hand as Joe blinks with his left eye. Charles backpedaling again with 5 seconds left in round 14. Charles breaking away to the left and holding his left hand high, and he's tagged after the bell, and then he tags Joe Lewis. They exchanged left hands after the bell, and they were some of the best punches of the fight, weren't they, Jack Brickhouse?
They certainly were, and they almost brought the crowd to its feet out here at Yankee Stadium, Russ. Joe Lewis was nearly put away in that 14th round. Ezard Charles apparently has his second win now, and from our observation, Joe got his second win along about the 9th or 10th round, and at this point looks as though he may have run out of gas. I think most of the people here at Yankee Stadium right now consider this fight just about over. Joe Lewis is a bloody, battered, beaten, bewildered young man. He's young in certain years, but ring-wise, he's pretty old, and right now I think Joe feels like he's about 104 years old because he is in sad shape in that corner. There's the warning bell, and round 15 coming up, and what do you have, Russ?
Pabst Blue Ribbon, Jack. Finest beer served anywhere. Here's round 15, and Ezard Charles doesn't want to make the mistake that Billy Kahn made when he thought he had it wrapped up, and it should be an interesting round. And Joe Lewis, with that little smile on his face as they shook hands, Charles backs away, moving away now without a blow being struck in round 15. Will Charles go to him as he chews his mouthpiece? Charles bluffs in, tries to get Lewis to lead, and then Charles stabs away at the left eye of Joe. Here's Charles bouncing again with his left hand in on the forehead, and a left hook that lands high on the bridge of the nose of Joe Lewis with 30 seconds gone in the round now, and round 15, and this is it. Charles with his right hand very high, and Joe starts to throw a right hand that does not, as Charles beats him with a punch with two left jabs, and Charles, the stronger of the two, pushes Joe back against the rope. Here's Charles looking up into Joe Lewis's eyes as he tries to spot an opening, and Lewis is wild with a savage left hook that might have been the blow that would have evened everything up, and then Charles comes back to work on the midsection of Joe. There's a lull in the crowd as they realize that here is one great guy who may be going out for the last time. Ezard Charles with his right hand very high and his left hand protecting the midsection. backs away from a right throw to Joe, then went in with a left and a right of his own, and Lewis is short with a right hand, punches in with a short left, and Charles, fighting very cautiously, put his head on Joe's shoulder and tried to push him away. They're out in the open again. It's Charles with his right hand a little lower now, hearing it, Joe out of his good right eye, and he scores high with a right hand. A right hand lead is thrown by Charles as he moved inside Joe's right defense. Here is a short right hand thrown just above us now as referee Mark Kahn breaks them up. Back out into the center of the ring goes Ezra Charles, and Joe follows him around. Here is Charles moving in on Joe and tying him up with a minute and 15 seconds left now, ladies and gentlemen. And here is Charles missing with his right hand, intending it for the region of the heart. Here's Charles breaking away from Joe as Joe follows in, throwing with his left hand and trying to even find his younger and stronger opponent. Charles misses with a left hook for the nose. Then he scores with a left hook and a right cross. And he has Joe blinking once again and in trouble. But Joe just keeps solidly marching on into Ezard, keeping the right hand high. He hit Ezard on the top of the head with a right hand as Charles swings his right hand and lands on Joe Lewis's eye. There's another right hand from Charles that sends Lewis away from him into Lewis's own corner with 45 seconds, and a great era may be definitely coming to an end as Charles stays away, shoots his left hand in for the forehead, tries to work on the midsection, but Joe Lewis ties him up there with 30 seconds left, and it's Charles inside and Lewis holding on. Lewis brings up a right up, but shoots in a straight left to the nose. Charles backs away again. Lewis, with his guard very high, is tagged with a right uppercut, right up between the gloves of Joe. Then Charles holds him, hangs on, goes in, shoots a right hand with 15 seconds left. They exchange right hands out in the center of the ring, and Ezra Charles fights away at Joe Lewis as Joe spun him away with a right hand. It's Charles holding Joe. With less than 10 seconds to go, there will be no knockout. Charles works to the midsection, brings up a right hand. Joe Lewis grabs him into a clinch along the rope top of our microphone. The bell for the end of round 15, and it was one whale of a scrap. Yes, sirree. What do you think, Jack Brickhouse?
Well, the finish, which most people did not expect, has happened. This fight went the distance. Very few people here in New York figured that this bout would go beyond 8 or 9 rounds. It's going to be just a matter of seconds now before we have the official announcement on the winner of this fight and the acknowledgement of the new or present or whatever you want to call him, heavyweight champion of the world. Johnny Addy is going to turn things over here to the judges for just a moment. They've marked their cards. They're turning them into him now. And in just a moment, he'll get in the ring there and make the announcement to the multitude here at Yankee Stadium. In Lewis's corner, Manny Seaman, Marshall Miles, George Nicholson, Freddy Wilson, as well as Joe, all look pretty long-faced right now. And in Charles' corner, there seems to be some real confidence on how this one's going to be coming out. Ray Arcel and Jimmy Brown and Jake Mintz and Chris Dundee all look pretty confident over there. Most of the people here at Yankee Stadium are standing up right now. The ring announcer has collected the judges' slips. He now has the one from referee Mark Kahn. And right after this announcement, we'll have the interview in the ring with Ted Husing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Judge Joe Agnello scores it 12-3, favor of Charles. Judge Frank Forbes scores it 13-2, favor of Charles. Referee Mark Kahn, 10-5, favor of Charles. Winner by unanimous decision and heavyweight champion of the world, Ezra Charles.
Now, what do you say we switch up to ringside on the apron of the ring to Ted Husing?
And now, greetings to the radio audience. Joe, before you go, Joe, for an old friend, Joe Lewis is going out of the ring, and I haven't been able to get him. So we'll talk to Ezra Charles. I thought I could get Joe. We've been friends all through his fighting career. Ezra, and Johnny Addy's holding his hands up. Well, Ray, you finally did it. Hiya, Chris. Ezard, I'd like you to look the way you're talking. Ezard, I'm Ted Husing. How are you tonight now?
You, I feel very well, thank you.
Well, you fought a magnificent fight, undeniably, and you were superbly conditioned, weren't you?
Well, thank you. And I'd like to give thanks to the fellows who worked with me and got me in shape for the fight and who made it possible for me to have a fight. And I'd like to express my thoughts, but I'd like to give thanks to God for giving me strength and courage enough to win the fight. And since I won the championship, I feel very proud about it. And and I'll try and do my best to keep it as clean as the previous fellow who just stepped down, Joe Louis. I'll try to be as much of a credit to it as he was.
I don't think I've ever heard a finer tribute in the ring, has it, Major? I'm delighted that you said those words.
Thank you.
And my very best wishes to you. And now, before you get out, Ray, how about a word from you? Ray Arcel, noted trainer.
Ted, it's no use telling you how happy I am, and I'm glad that Ezra Charles won this fight, because he's a credit to boxing, and I think he'll prove a great champion.
What was the pattern of his fight supposed to be? Did he fight it all the way?
Yes, he boxed a pattern just like you saw. He moved and boxed and was careful and punched in rallies.
One thing, Ray, you know more about boxing than I ever will. I had him moving very rapidly, 1.5 minutes of every round, and then kind of slowing down a little
bit. Yes, that was the pace he was supposed to box. Don't forget that Joe was crowding him all the way, and it was only natural for him to get a little tired in the middle of the fight.
Well, he recuperates beautifully in a round.
He's a well-conditioned fighter.
Can I talk to Chris? Chris Dundee. I'd like to get Jakey over here, too. Chris, what did you think, too?
Well, I told the world that Charles is a fighting champion, and he proved it tonight.
Well, I'm delighted that he proved it. I'm unfortunately... Yes, I want Jimmy Brown to talk to him. I'm only sorry that Joe wasn't able to say a word, but he was quite disappointed and left the ring in a hurry.
You must say one thing about Joe. He was a great champion.
He was a great champion, but they can't come back.
Charles will be another great champion.
Well, I'm delighted, Chris. I say I'm delighted because I enjoyed a great fight. Miss Brown, Jimmy, how are you feeling now about it?
Fine and happy as I can be. I've never been as happy before in my life as tonight.
Well, now, just one thing. I want to wind it up. And that is, Jimmy, you had him superbly conditioned.
Thank you very much. Well, I've been with him long enough to know his faults and his mistakes, and so I tried to correct him during the 4 weeks he was in training. And
thank you, Jimmy. Thank you very much. And now, I'll be back in a minute with the highlights on tonight's goal. But right now, how about toasting rather than...
Well, Ezra Charles is now the heavyweight champion of the world. Ezra Charles, who has now fought his 74th professional bout. He's lost only 5 of them. He's won 43 knockouts. He's won 25 decisions. And, of course, it goes without saying that this is the biggest decision in his young life. Well, while Russ Hodges gets his notes together for some comments and some ringside interviews possibly here, I don't know about the interviews. We're pretty jammed up here, but we will have some more comment from Russ. Let's toast the undisputed world heavyweight champion, Ezra Charles, with a glass of that smoother Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What do you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon. What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
When you're watching TV boxing bouts with fighters swinging hooks and clouts, the moment that bell begins to sound, it's Pabst Blue Ribbon from the very first round.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, dear.
Smoother flavor, zest and sparkle, millions favor. Taste that smoother flavor.
Pabst Blue Ribbon, dear.
Finest beer served anywhere. Pabst Blue Ribbon. Prove it yourself with a three-way experts test. 1, your eyes are pleased with that blue ribbon clearness and sparkle. 2, your nose is teased with the aroma of blue ribbon hops. 3, your taste agrees.
Finest beer, sir, anywhere.
Pabst Blue Ribbon beer.
What'll you have?
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Back at ringside here at Yankee Stadium, the fistic career of perhaps the greatest heavyweight champion.